Briefing. Paris-Berlin relations. The age of Macron. Emmanuel Macron's triumph restarts the Franco-German engine.
For Germany, Emmanuel Macron was the dream candidate. Where his far-left and far-right rivals for the presidency bashed Berlin, he defended it. During his two campaign visits, he was, to quote one German official, pitch-perfect on his country's problems. Several of Mr. Macron's inner circle are German speakers with close links to Berlin. Withered Franco-German ties are already showing new signs of life. Or, as Angela Merkel put it, quoting the author Hermann Hesse, at their first press conference together in Berlin on May 15th, "There's a little magic in every beginning." That is as well, as Mr. Macron has big plans. He wants to use domestic economic reform and concessions to Berlin's calls for progress on defence integration to regain Germany's trust, leading to a new deal between the Eurozone's creditors and debtors. It would include a common budget, parliament and finance minister. "Expensive friend," warned a recent cover of Der Spiegel. Can he do it? German politicians are divided. Skeptics include the free market FDP, right-wing AfD, the Bavarian CSU, and most of Mrs. Merkel's CDU, including Wolfgang Schäuble, her finance minister. Supporters include the Greens, the Socialist Left Party, the Social Democrats, particularly Sigmar Gabriel, the foreign minister, and Europhiles in the CDU. The Chancellor is somewhere in the middle, like public opinion. A poll conducted by Forsa in May found 49% in favour of actively supporting Mr. Macron's plans and 42% for holding back.